and thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, on my statement, your bank statement, on my bank statement, I have a charge for $48.83. I don't know how you got it. I don't deal with you guys. And I want my money put back on my account.
Okay, your first and last name?
Margaret Thornock.
Okay, Ms. Margaret, for security purposes, please verify your address.
15 East 2nd Street North. 15 East 2nd Street, Middleton, Idaho.
All right, thank you so much for that. Bear with me one moment. Let me gain access to the account.
This, you complete this post.
So I do see here that you had the Bites Hub Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings.
Ma'am, I did not order anything. I don't know who did, but I want my money back on my account by next Friday or I turn this into fraud.
Okay, and I definitely understand your frustrations with the charges, Ms. Margaret. However, I am showing that the terms and conditions were agreed upon, and with those terms and conditions agreed upon, it makes those charges valid.
Well, I didn't order it. I don't even know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. So it's Bites Hub Nutrition app. The app focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings by providing you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better.
Is this electronic or what? Does this come out on computer or what?
It's on your phone. It will be on your phone. Or iPad, tablet, any kind of mobile device.
No.
Now, Ms. Margaret, it shows here that you entered a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. As a part of that contest,
I didn't order shit. I am so tired of you people. If this isn't straightened out, come Wednesday now, I'm going to call fraud on you guys, okay? Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for having customer